It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Tuesday, August 26, 2025, from, David will tell you, the Speak Out Maytag, the City Maytag.
With the kitchen with no sink.
The City Maytag Speak Out kitchen with no sink. That's right, I'm Paul Lavoie. That's David Diaz, Lake Havasu City Councilman. And we have Mr. Mayor here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I wasn't clear on whether you were coming or not. I had talked to Allie yesterday via text, and she goes, I'll go find the mayor and find out what's going on, and I don't think I heard back. So I thought she might be coming to represent
Hayek. Well, the surprises we are.
I didn't know if we were talking about Hayek or what, because you had cities and towns last week.
We did, yes.
Right. But anyway, we have a full show today. We've got Sonny Borelli coming in at the bottom of the hour, and of course he is county supervisor for District 3, but... this is a busy show for a half hour. You've given me four topics already, and you're stealing my notes here, Mr. Mayor. But if the mayor does it, it's not considered stealing, right, David?
It's just borrowing.
Yeah, but it's Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty tribute concert at Harrah's Laughlin. This is in December, the 26th through the 30th, and we've got like 15 pair of tickets.
Nice.
So if you want... you don't have to wait until the break. You can actually call the office now. Marissa June volunteered, so we kind of have a system set up. It's 928-855-9336. You don't have to wait for me to cue you, but I will talk about it a little bit during the show. And, 15 pair of tickets during Speak Out this week, all 3 days. And then what doesn't go, we'll try to give away on our other stations. But I think these will go fast. I really do.
Yeah, it should be a great show.
Right, after Christmas, you can put it in somebody's stocking. Hey, you're going to Laughlin.
That'd be right, great stocking stuffer.
The 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. So not New Year's Eve. We checked on that. So there you go. Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, a musical showdown. I don't know how the format works or anything. How
is it a battle between the two tribute bands?
I'm guessing.
Okay.
It just says, tribute. Yeah, so nice. Pretty good bands to do battle. And if you want to find out more, go to Ticketmaster.com. And, of course, Harrah's Laughlin Beach Resort and Casino, they call it now. One of my former employers. As Marissa said, says everybody was my former employer.
Oh, that's just too Paul. Yeah.
That means anyway, 928-855 9336. It means I know a little about a lot. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. Let's talk about the airport fixed-based operators.
Yes.
Are we doing a transfer? Is that how that's working?
Yeah, there's two items on the agenda today regarding the fixed-based operators. So one is an assignment of a lease. That will be one of the four public hearings we have. And then the second one is to consider hiring a firm to help us conduct audits with our FBO or our fixed-based operators out there, really from a data collection standpoint. So we have FBO leases, and then this group would help us ensure that what is in the leases is what's occurring, and if what is occurring is not in the lease, how do we bring those into continuity with each other? So just to have, you know, information that we can then make, you know, informed decisions in the future. Nothing would change in the operation now, except we just would have an independent, non-biased, third party come out and say, this is what the words say, and this is what's occurring, and then, you know, how can we find unity with those two different things. So those are the two items that we have with the airport this afternoon.
Yeah, I remember when the airport had three FBOs.
Yes.
So we're down to two now.
No, there's still three.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And then you have an audit that's going to happen as well. That's a separate item, though, correct?
Yes. So that's the audit that I just had mentioned would be consideration of the council to hire the firm. That's the third-party firm to be able to conduct those audits. Again, just to have information that we can make informed decisions in the future about any outcomes of what's occurring with the leases and in the operation, and then what the needs are for users. You know, that's what FBOs do, is provide services for users. So if there are any needs that are not being met or something that we might have to address in the future.
I have to admit, being the news person that I am, now you have the Mohave County Airport Authority troubles up in Bullhead, right? And the county wanting to find out what's going on with that, and basically the authority chairman saying, you know what, get out of here. I don't have to tell you anything. And now you have this on the agenda. Is there any, I'm not saying there's a connection, but it's awfully coincidental.
Coincidental is a good word for that.
To look at the finances. But here it's a little different. It's not an autonomous airport authority. The city actually runs the airport, correct?
Correct, yes. Okay. So we have an enterprise fund, which is a fund specifically for the airport. And so it has no issues with that. We own and operate the airport. We just have the leases with a variety of different people. We have it with the three fixed-based operators, as well as people that rent hangar space out there. There's a lot of different activity and economic impacts that occur through the airport. Most notably, what everyone in Lake Havasu City at some point or another is going to take advantage of is if you get an Amazon package or our mail. That's generally what most Lake Havasu City residents use the airport for, is they fly in and bring the packages.
And I may add, too, that the airport manager is a city employee. So he's hired by the city to run the airport.
Oh, that's interesting. But there's no coincidence here or anything.
No connection.
Is this some kind of requirement every 3-4 years?
No, it really is just, to give us, we're coming up with the expiration of the first round of leases. These are really long-term leases that were entered into when the airport moved from the island, where Mr. McCulloch had it, out to its current location. And in the next, you know, several years, many of the leases will be coming up. And in order for us to have information and be able to make informed decisions about future leases or future uses, we need to have some information. And that's what this audit would allow us to do.
Paul, who's the airport manager now?
Robert Kane.
Robert Kane. Okay. I'll have to get him on the show.
Yes.
And that's interesting. So, all right. So you're set there. Is there a work session today as well at 4:30?
There's an executive session.
An executive session?
Yes. So all of the impacts that occur at the airport have a legal perspective to it. So our attorney will be giving the council some advice based on law and the words of the agreements so that the council can make an informed decision this evening when they're considering those items.
Okay, a lot of stuff on our agenda right now to talk about. So if you want to call in, the mayor's only here until 11:30, 928-854 5687 928-854-KNTR, because why did they call in?
Because it is talk radio, not listen radio.
Thank you. Right. And we have texts as well. You can text
so
us.
I'm usually one of your callers, so you're one less caller.
I said that when he came in. I go, what are you doing here? And he says, I'm on speak out with the mayor. I go, great, I have one less caller. So yeah, make this talk radio, not just listen radio. Or text us at 928-727-5687. 5566. And you had some news about a new restaurant?
Yeah, the old Al Parisio building. Al Parisio is still in town. They bought their own land, and they built a new restaurant, which just opened up right across from Sam's restaurant, next to the old Hokkaido restaurant. So the Al Parisio building is now been leased by a company called The Broken Yoke.
Okay.
And they're out of California, out of Pacific Beach. This will be their location number 41. And they're very, very, very well known. And they have some in Las Vegas. There's one in Henderson.
Oh.
And they also, they're known for their breakfast and their lunch. So they took out a tenant improvement application, and they're going to be definitely improving that building over there and making it, change it completely to make it a Broken Yoke concept.
This is a great market for breakfast, you know, a breakfast, a lunch maybe, mm-hmm. closes at 2. This is like the perfect market for that, I would think. The perfect demo, right?
Yes, and these guys are known for big portions and good quality
really?
Food, so people are going to like their brand.
Big as in Hash House a Go-Go big?
Big omelets, big breakfast, take-home style, you know.
I'll tell you what, have you ever eaten at Hash House?
I have.
Oh, my glory. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I used to go there with a former girlfriend, right? And we just learned our lesson. Order one thing and split it.
Yeah, right.
That was embarrassingly
right.
large plates.
Right.
Just,
right.
wow. So, well, that's good news. More, obviously more revenue for the area.
Yeah, yeah.
Another restaurant and well known.
And we just announced we were able to announce about a month ago that the, Panera Bread, I'm sure. Panera Bread is coming to town.
What?
Panera Bread.
Panera's coming. Here?
Yes, here.
Where?
Next to the library, right?
Yeah, in that area.
I love Panera.
That's what they're considering.
So mm-hmm. right here.
Across yes.
I can mm-hmm.
you'll
walk
be able to
Panera
walk
Bread
yeah.
when
yeah.
it's, you know, not 125 degrees out, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, folks. I just went to Cambria last mm-hmm. weekend. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And ranged from 58 degrees at night to 71 during the day. So
beautiful.
Yeah. yeah
open
yeah.
the windows in your B&B and you never close them. That's how it works. All right. Before we get to the water main replacement, I had a listener on my Facebook. She's probably tuned in today. Wanted to ask about the Christmas tree because I wanted to let her know that, yes, you had talked about saving the tree, but I don't know. I'm looking at it in the park going, ugh. It looks pretty grim, man.
It does, yeah. No, it's an everyday challenge that we have, but Ooh. Our parks team believes that they're going to be able to save it. We're not going to be able to use it for its intended purpose as a Christmas tree during the holidays because it just doesn't look good. And it's going to take, if they're successful, which they believe they will be, it's going to take several years for it to grow back in. But the city has worked with a vendor and has purchased a 50-foot LED lit tree that will go in the Main Street Commons area.
Oh.
And then we're working right now with Tony Aide with the Havasu Pioneers to buy additional LED light tree for Wheeler Park. So we'll be able to connect the upper part of our downtown area with the lower part of our downtown, basically going from Main Street Commons to Wheeler Park in a real sustainable LED, all of the features, holiday tree, and then again the Frederico tree, Mr. Frederico,
yes.
who
mm-hmm.
Brought that tree. Our parks team is just going to continue to nurse it, and they feel confident they're going to be able to do it. I think it was a few months ago we had a guest appearance from Tracy that joined us during the call or during Speak Out.
That's rare.
It was very rare. I loved it. But we talked at that time that we would be taking down the tree and find a way to use the wood and preserve it to be able to keep the legacy alive. But after that, our parks team really does think that there's some hope for that tree. So we're going to continue to try to nurse it back. And in the meantime, we'll use the LED electric light-up trees in those two areas.
Well, we do have a certified arborist on staff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
So there you go.
Yes.
I think I'm going to take it to break. And then we've got a text to read after the break. And it's regarding Body Beach.
Okay.
The future of Body Beach. So we'll go ahead and take our first break of the hour and come back with a second segment with Lake Havasu City Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilman David Diaz. And we're also going to talk about the water main replacement agenda item that's tonight. Tonight, Lake Havasu City Council meeting at 5:30. Executive session, I don't know what you're going to watch for that, but it's at 4:30.
Yes.
Do people actually show up for those?
Yeah, generally, if we're talking about an item that they have an interest in, they do show up.
but you can't talk about them.
No, but they come and they see, and then they are there when we come out of executive session. Yep. So
I just got a signal from Marissa June. I'm not sure if we had a call or not, but if you want tickets to Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, it's called A Musical Showdown. It's a tribute band, Musical Showdown, December 26th through the 30th, Fiesta Showroom, Harris Laughlin. We've got 15 pair of tickets. Give the office a call. They need your email and a whole bunch of other info. So 928-855-9336. 928-855-9336. Back with more show in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Go, Marissa June, by request, Little Fleetwood Mac, The Chain. Well, I saw a band do that at the Havasu Rock Fest. I can't remember. It was Jack something. Great.
Good.
Great, great version. I wish I still had the recording, but it was on a phone about five phones ago.
Oh, jeez.
It was really, really good, though. Well, it's 2006.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years, Springberg Wealth Management, and, of course, Blonzy's Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And she's on a cruise right now.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Melissa Lucas. She called in on Common Ground.
Oh, did she call? Oh,
yeah, that was a pretty good topic. The topic was abortion.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was.
So shit. Yeah.
We had a lot of interaction with the show. So, anyway, don't forget to buy local or... Buy local or it's...
Bye-bye local.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, he's a little slow today, Mr. Mayor.
But he knows all the lines.
Yeah. Going to my Rolodex is a little slow today.
You know, we're going to find out how many people listen to the show when they go, I heard you're a little slow today. All right. So we got a text on the text line for Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilman David Diaz of Lake Havasu City. Ask the mayor about the future of Body Beach with land leases and will it stay as it is now, and for how long?
Yeah, so Body Beach is a really important area for our citizens, and the preservation of Body Beach as it exists today is really important. We've expressed that to the land commissioner that is in charge of Arizona State Land Department, which controls that area. We've also been working with the commissioner to preserve it permanently, where Lake Havasu City would control that area, which would allow us as a community to determine what the future is going to be, whether that obviously it always would stay as it is, but would we also add amenities such as restrooms and those types of things. So it's a priority for this council. It's a priority for our community. The land department's aware of that priority. The council also put in a resolution for shoreline preservation around the entire island and shorelines along Lake Havasu. So we're on record as a council that's important to us. But yeah, Body Beach, we understand the importance to our citizens for recreation, for the economy. There's lots of jet ski related entities that have relocated to Lake Havasu because of the jet ski trade in this area.
Oh.
So, yeah, we understand all of the different components, and we were working really hard to ensure that it stays in our control for years to come.
All right, one more question on the Speak Out text line, or the KNTR Talk text line. It's also used on Common Ground if you're listening to that show, or Speak Out 2.0. You can use that number, 928-727-5566. Can you ask the mayor, I don't know why they don't say can you ask David, but can you ask the mayor who made the decision for the medians on Highway 95?
Yeah, great question. So,
great question.
Yeah, the medians are getting a lot of discussion, and they're creating a lot of angst for many motorists that go along Highway 95. But State Route 95 is a state highway, so ADOT is in charge of that. They're the ones that scoped it, they're the ones that spec'd it, and they're the ones that put out to bid and hired the contractor that's doing that. There was some involvement with the Lake Havasu Metropolitan Planning Organization. This is a highway safety improvement program funded project. So the MPO made that recommendation all the way back in 2019. So it takes that long for funding to occur, right, into funding year 2025. When we did that, I thought, I knew it was going to be a divided median, but I was thinking more like KRail or something different. But what they put out there is what is there.
It's not finished, to be fair to ADOT.
It's not finished.
Okay, you've got some of them, it just looks like curb and gutter, and there's nothing filled in between, but that's what they're going to do, and I'm pretty sure they're probably going to finish with a yellow coating or something.
Yeah, I've asked them to put in some safety reflectors and some yellow paint for the evening time. They've also sent me some safety data. I understand it, but it doesn't change the fact that it's different, and our citizens are feeling that it's tighter. But part of that also, the lane width has not changed, although people used maybe a greater width than they should have been.
It's optical.
It is. Yeah. And so, but it is a challenge for motorists out there, but ADOT is in charge of it, and we're working together to make it as safe as we can.
And we've questioned them about some of the safety data that they've, Mayor and myself, and so, you know, they gave us some information, but they didn't narrow the lane. They put the curb right over the yellow line, so you lost the ability to serve left a little bit. So we're on top of it, and we'll take input. And
you want to get the conversation going on the Orchids and Karens group, right, on Facebook. Just talk about medians or roundabouts.
Yes.
Holy cow. All right, we have a caller, and I'm going to stretch this segment about 3 more minutes. So really quick, caller, you're live on speaker.
All right, I'll try to make this short and sweet. This is a question for Cal. Is the city ever going to change the regulation on drug testing employees, future employees, now that it's legal? It's pretty much like alcohol, you know not to
use
it on the job. Cannabis, yeah. And I understand there's a liability issue operating heavy machinery. There's certain jobs for the courts also. You know, the courts require drug testing, but is there ever going to be any change on the way in that? And then I'll get up and I'll listen to your answer.
Okay. Can I ask you one question just to dovetail on that? Would that have anything to do with insurance liability?
Yeah, so certain positions are required because of our insurance, and then some require it, as the caller had said. It's interesting. I'll have to refresh my knowledge on what the policy currently is, and I'll take a look at that. But as I had mentioned, there are certain positions that either state law or are required through the courts or certain heavy equipment, as the caller indicated again, that would require it. But I'll take a look at it and see what we're currently doing and if that still makes sense, and if not, what adjustments we would need to take. So thank you for that call.
Perfect. All right, real quick, water main replacement.
Yeah, so this afternoon we'll also be considering our annual award of contract for our water main replacement. So over the last several years, and hopefully many years to come, we'll continue to invest money into our water mains. This helps aging infrastructure and ensures that the infrastructure remains in good repair going forward. And so that's a consideration we'll have this evening.
So having been on planning and zoning, how aging is our infrastructure? Well, what are we going on here?
Well, it's aging, and we're looking at the different areas where it needs, like, I think about 6 months ago, maybe less, we got some equipment that's going to show us some of the infrastructure where it actually needs the most, attention.
Are we still at some items being 60 years old?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy, because I know when Incorporation was 64, right?
Yeah. Incorporation was in 78. But founded in 64.
Founded.
And as we build more, housing, that puts more pressure on that infrastructure, obviously. So.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Our guests, Lake Havasu City Mayor Cal Sheehy, and, of course, Lake Havasu City Councilman David Diaz, who is one of the 17 listeners to Speak Out.
16 today.
16. No, you're listening. You're live.
That's right.
You're actively listening. All right. Again, Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, the tribute. It is, I'm going to call it the war, but it's in fine print here. A musical showdown. Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, Fiesta Showroom, Harrah's Laughlin, December 26th through the 30th. We have tickets. I'm not sure how many pair we have left, but call Marissa June. She's manning the phone line right now, 928-855-9336. I believe Sonny Borelli's here, and if he's not, I'm going to hunt him down. You hear that, Gunny? All right, back with more in a moment. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Council meeting, what time?
Council meeting tonight at 5:30 at the council chambers of the municipal courthouse. Also tonight, we will have the London Bridge lit red, white, and blue in honor of the 13 fallen soldiers from Afghanistan.
Right. Very good. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
It is King Arthur, and these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido de Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest.
So the reason I'm playing that, Sonny, the Mojave County Airport Authority basically was like the French castle right now.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go through the whole thing. It doesn't make for great radio, but you get the idea, especially if you know the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail. We're going to get into that situation. I was floored. I read it in the paper. I went, what? I mean, even though I was on vacation, I still kept track.
Yeah, welcome back, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. You really mean that?
Yeah. We were sending out a search party. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Well, if anyone's going to find you, it's going to be the Marines, right? All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com. Boy, Sam, he was on fire this morning, man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, after Common Ground. He called me to tell me that's not what the show's about. I was like, wow. Sam had a lot of interesting opinions this morning anyway. Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles, LookyLou'sHavasu.com. And, man, I'm telling you, that's like the first thing I thought of when this Osborne from the Airport Authority, you and District 2 Supervisor
Lettman,
authored a letter to the Airport Authority.
Right.
They're like a private entity, right? I mean, the city doesn't run it. The county doesn't run it.
No,
The
county leased it to this board, yeah. It's a nonprofit.
That, okay, so where that land is, and it's been the Mojave County Airport Authority forever.
Yeah.
Since there was a Woody's on that corner, the Chevron, and the runway was right there along Highway 95. I remember that.
Don Laughlin, he gave that all to the
right. Camp.
Yeah.
So for those people in Havasu who don't know, because this is a big story, tell the listeners what you and Supervisor Lettman wanted to convey to the board. The Airport Authority board there, and then the response you got.
Well, what we're asking for is transparency and accountability. And of course, you have a lot of obstinance from the board and arrogance that they don't feel that they need to answer to anybody. And they've literally, quite frankly, in my opinion, kind of just gone rogue and given the county the middle finger, which is the taxpayers of this county. So, I mean, Supervisor Lettman, this is his district, and he took the lead on this.
Right.
And, I went to met with the Senate President and spoke with the chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, Senator Mark Fitchum, who next committee hearing they have, are going to direct the Auditor General to open up an audit investigation on their end for the state. That's where we are.
Right. Well, with you being on the board now, and Ron obviously being on the board, there's a real connection with the state legislature, I take it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, but more so with me than Ron. I mean, Ron's been out of the game for a while, if you will.
At the state level. Yeah,
the state level. Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, let's just come on. Unanimously, the Board of Supervisors is on board with getting some transparency here and you know, accountability. So there's no fight amongst us board members. And,
right.
So we're moving forward on that. There's certain details I can't go into because obviously it's going to most likely go into some litigation of some sort.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't. The whistleblower that sent all the information to me and to a number of people in the media, and I posted it, and then immediately got a response from Hilde Angus, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Did that have anything to do with some of this ramping up to where it's at now?
Well, all this started with Lettman, people going to Supervisor Rich Lettman about this issue, and that opened up, you know, the door for looking into it, because that's his constituents there, and the same thing with Hilde. You know, they have intimate knowledge of history there, so they could know what, you know, what's going on, and then let's just look into it.
What is the estimated dollar? I mean, are there dollars missing? That's usually the case.
I don't want to get into those kind of specifics, but I would not be surprised if something's going on.
So. But it's been run by a board forever. I mean, I think it's like 9-member, 12-member.
Yeah,
quite a few people.
Yeah.
It's like anyone who was anybody back in the day was on the Airport Authority board.
Sure.
You know, except for me. So.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. True.
So that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I think the county should have the county and actually the city of Bullhead should have a seat at that table. So, you know, some type of.
Where's the rest of the board on this, or are they
the Board of Supervisors?
Yes,
we're all on board with this. Needs to be addressed. There's needs to be transparency. There needs to be some accountability.
Okay, perfect. Have you talked to anybody from the city of Bullhead City when it comes to, because the city wants to be on that board too?
Well, that's with Rich Lettman. You need to talk to him about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Rich has been dying to get on this show, by the way. If you listen to 2.0, he's always talking to Larry about coming on this show. And then two or three times now, I've called him and said, hey, I got an opening. We can do it today by phone. Nope. I'm busy, right? So I'm getting the, you know, kind of opposite vibe there, if you will. What else is happening in your district? What about the office? Do you have
an update? That's still going through the process. They got to do, you know,
you
design
haven't even broke ground yet?
Stuff like that. No. That's the wheels of government move slow on these things. There's other projects right now. You know, like for example, this morning, me and my staff and I, we sat down with the emergency management team. And got a nice 2-hour briefing on the emergency management plan for the county and, you know, to get us all spun up on that, on their function and historically and all that good stuff. But, you know, so that's what we've been doing and this morning. So
we also have the county fair coming up.
Yeah.
Has there been any, you know, there was a lot of talk about the county fairgrounds when it was a nonprofit, you know, the association that ran it. Now it's in county hands. What do you expect to see? Because last year they had a pretty good year revenue-wise, from what I understand. What do you expect to see this year?
I think we'll see a record turnout of folks. And, you know, when somebody makes a mistake or whatever, something gets messed up, you fix it and you go on and see how it works.
Okay.
You know.
Well, you also have Black Cat X's at the county fair this year. Again, we missed last year. We were already scheduled.
Yeah.
But that fair starts September 11th, believe it or not, 12th, 13th, and 14th. We'll be there on Saturday the 13th at 3:30.
Yeah.
So, good times.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, busy times right now, yeah.
You ever go out there for the auction with the 4-H kids? They raise the farm animals?
No, I haven't gone out there for that. I've gone up there for the rodeo because I'm a rodeo guy, but, you know, so yeah.
I can't imagine raising, say, a cow or a pig or you know.
Sheep, yeah.
Well, the cows, I mean, when they auction those, you get a side of beef or, you know, you get the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine raising that as a 13, 14-year-old kid or even in high school and then having somebody buy it just to slaughter. And that's what they're doing. I mean, that's what it is, right? But I guess it teaches.
Or you're going to take it home as a pet. I mean,
it's a type of 4-H program, right? And they do it year after year after year. Yeah. I got to give those kids a lot of credit.
They put in a lot of work, a lot of effort and dedication.
Right.
And what they're doing, and they need to be commended for that.
So again, we're with District 3 County Supervisor Sonny Borelli. If you want to call Sonny, give him a hard time like I do, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And I got handed a pretty cool note during the break from Mr. Greeley himself.
Oh, good.
ASU tickets.
Ah.
The defending Big 12 champion. They were supposed to finish in 12th or 16th or however many teams now are in the Big 12. I don't think it's just 12. They were supposed to finish last. They won the conference.
Oh.
Yeah, they were actually in big playoff, you know, to go to the national championship. So, Kenny Dillingham and ASU taking on the NAU Lumberjacks. This is a home game for ASU and at Mountain America Field. Four seats, lower level.
Nice.
That is nice. Yep. You're going to have a good time if you go. And give me a call, and I'll get your name and number. Call me in the last break so I can get your phone number. Or you could probably, you know what, I'm going to make an exception this time. You could text me on the text line. Text me your name and your phone number and your email so I can get you these tickets. It's 928-727-5566, 928-727-5566, and I'll take the first text, and I'll even read your name on the air, your first name anyway, and we'll give you those tickets to ASU versus NAU. I just stayed down there, by the way.
Good.
It's wild. I mean, it looks nothing like it used to in Tempe with all the university buildings now, but the Hyatt where I stayed was like right in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
Right next to the light rail. Went up, saw the Diamondbacks two games on Friday and Saturday, and it was great.
Yeah.
But that light rail's right there. That's the cheapest thing in Phoenix.
Yeah, and it just drops right off at the front door. Yeah,
$4 a day.
Yeah,
trust me. And everything's an app now. You have to get all the tickets and everything on an app.
Oh,
everything in Phoenix is an app, as you know, right?
Oh, I don't know. Last time I went there, I bought my ticket right from that little dispensary thing.
the little kiosk?
Yeah, kiosk.
Well, they're switching over to the app, and you load your money in. Oh, yeah, it's wild.
Hmm.
But anyway, ASU versus NAU, and it's right there, Mountain America Field, four seats, lower level. So give us a call or give me a text, and those seats will be yours. So what else is happening with the county?
Well, with the county, of course, got the Board of Supervisors meeting next Monday, next Tuesday, the second.
You got a preview?
It's a lot of policy stuff. It's,
oh, yeah.
Zoning. It's not as lively as Phoenix, all the chaos, the political chaos that's in Phoenix. It's just all just good policy stuff.
It depends who shows up from Golden Valley, I heard. It depends who shows up.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Yeah, some of these folks. Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
Yeah, the yellow shirts and everybody shows up and
How are you adjusting to the transition from the state to the county level? What do you think of the differences?
Well, the last legislative session, I was sitting in my office, here and I'm looking on my computer and I'm watching the floor action in the House and the Senate and the committee hearings in the House and the Senate, and I'm listening to all the Democrats twist themselves into a pretzel on why they're voting no on something. And then you look at the bill and everything they're saying had nothing to do with the bill anyway. So I don't miss that chaos one bit. And, when you're in Phoenix, it's more about politics than it is the policy. At least on the county level, it's all policy and very little politics. Partisanship type stuff. So.
Wow, you're still watching the meetings online, though.
Well, I'm tracking bills for that. I want to make for the county, and I was tracking to see if that $500,000 is going to get in the budget for Horizon 6 and things like that, and watching watching things like that to make sure that we can get our guys are doing their job and that we're going to be able to get well served, and we'll see how we can back them up. So, but there is something I'd like to discuss is on this day in 2021.
Ooh,
August 26th.
It's a dark day.
Yeah, there's a dark day that in Kabul, to honor our 13 brave service members who gave the ultimate sacrifice because our government failed these troops. And the families of these troops have never really gotten a formal apology from that administration, and which is atrocious. You know, as a retired Marine, you know, you have to take care of your people, and you know, you hate losing anybody. But you know what? When leadership fails you like that, morale goes down everywhere.
Right.
But you know, we have to honor these members. Staff Sergeant Ganas, Army Staff Sergeant, Lance Corporal Espinoza, Sergeant Gee, Staff Sergeant Hoover. These are Marines, by the way. Corporal Lopez, Lance Corporal McCollum, Lance Corporal Mirora, Lance Corporal Nikui, and Corporal Page, Sergeant Johnny Picaro, Corporal Sanchez, Lance Corporal Schmidt, and Hospital Corpsman Sovic. These 13 brave people sacrificed everything. They need to be remembered. We need prayers for their family. And you know what? I want to apologize to their families, because this should have never happened. This is leadership failure at the top, and they should be held accountable. And thank God the Secretary of Defense is looking into this, and we're going to get down to this, because this should never, ever happen. You know, think about it. I mean, I had a son in the Marine Corps, and it scares me to death when I see failed leadership like that. It spills over.
Right.
But you know what? When Trump got into office, recruiting went off the charts. So,
well, you've had more attention from when he was the former president, and now he's the current president, and he's apologized to those families. But
yeah,
the administration that
they
was
never reached
in power,
out. They
never
reached
out.
They didn't. Yeah, they never reached out. Went to the funerals or never nothing.
It was
pathetic.
It was the arrogance in the press conferences that got me. No, the mission went down exactly as it was planned. Oh, did it really,
yeah,
Mr. President?
Yeah, you planned a disaster. You planned to abandon your people, our people, on the battlefield. And then, of course, forget about the equipment they left behind.
It wasn't,
I mean,
just
ridiculous. You know, just the whole thing just gets my blood boiling.
I was listening to Kilmeade this morning. It wasn't just the 13 who died. There were like 38 other casualties.
Yeah.
Severe
yeah.
injuries.
Yes, yes, yes. We owe everything to our veterans. We
right.
owe. I mean, I'm a veteran, so you know, people say, "Oh, Sonny, you're being selfish." No, I'm not. We owe everything to our people.
Right.
You cannot expect your people to get out there and do their job if you cannot be loyal to them. Loyalty is a two-way street. If you're not loyal to them, they're not going to be loyal to you. And they want to make sure that what they're volunteering for, that they're going to be taken care of, because we are an all-volunteer force. And we have to give those assurances that we're not going to leave you on the battlefield. We're not going to abandon you. And when you do come home, we've got to take care of you, because we owe you that much. I'm sorry to go on a rant here. Probably had too much coffee this morning. I listened to your first half hour of the show with the city mayor and council members and, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that getting you angry for some reason?
No, it's just like, yeah, you hear the mayor, blah, 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 you know.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding you. Uh-huh. I mean, you're in here with two tall guys. It's like, yeah, you felt like really outnumbered, right?
Yeah. Oh, me? Yeah, for sure. Definitely got the short
no,
end
I'm
of
kidding.
The stick.
No, the mayor, and David Diaz doing a great job. So, yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
right.
So, but, you know, we have a board supervisor meeting on the 2nd of, you know, the day after Labor Day. So,
and we will not have Speak Out 2.0 on Labor Day. The show will not air on Labor Day. It'll, of course, be the Dana show.
Yeah.
And Charlie Kirk before that. So, hopefully I'll be at home and not here.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I will be. Yeah. I will be doing the news and the weather. But anyway, always great to have you in the studio. And I'm getting a text from someone up the street who owns a music store.
Oh.
By the way, right? River City Music.
Oh, good.
Are you guys giving away concert tickets? Yeah, we're giving away concert tickets. Come on, man.
Yeah, what's the name of that concert?
Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, a musical showdown.
Oh, it's a showdown. Hey, I bet you I can guess who won't back down.
Who's that?
Petty.
All right. I wanted to get to talk Republican politics with you, but some other day, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I get enough of that at work.
Well, there's one of the candidates for governor, it's rumored, is going to be on Common Ground soon.
Oh, which candidate is that?
I can't say.
Oh.
But,
well, I'm supporting Andy Biggs. I've served with him, and he was in the Senate. Yeah, great guy. He's going to be good for Arizona.
I don't even want to say he or she, because that would give it away.
No.
So, anyway, Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, 928-855-9336, Marissa June. is standing by. She won't back down either. The reason I chose that song was because it's Trump's song. Think about it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Keeps pushing him down, but he won't back down. It's just amazing how... I'm not really a Trump supporter, but I really admire the man whose picture is right up there. And that was my idea, by the way. So certain guests have to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you I can guess which one.
All right. Give us a call, 928-855-9336, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Fleetwood Mac versus Tom Petty, a musical showdown. Sonny, thanks for being
here.
Thank
you very much. Improve your net and hire a vet.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet, man.
And folks, be careful out there this weekend. It's going to be crazy. It's holiday weekend. So be careful out there. God bless you all.
And you might not want to ride on bareback. What is that? Saddle bronc? What is he used to ride?
Bareback and saddle
bareback.
Bronc.
Yeah. You might not want to do that. You're getting a little gray on top.
Yeah, some parts look up, so in others, yeah.
All right.
My body's not can't handle that anymore.
Stay with us. I'll have more in a moment. See that, Sonny? What does the Biden administration do? Tell me sweet little lies, right? All right. Yeah, I said it. Marsha Becker will be our guest tomorrow in the first half of the show from Lake Havasu Unified School District. And we'll have David Rose, of course, the school board president. And speaking of David Rose, one of the sponsors for our high school football season coming up. And Steve Greeley and I will be at the Walk-Up Skydome this Friday, 1 o'clock kickoff. Havasu and Gila Ridge, and I'm working on getting Coach Thompson on for the Thursday show. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.